Congress returns to work this week from its latest recess with Republicans determined to regain control of the agenda. But issues pushed by Democrats continue to dominate the debate, and President Bush finds himself backed into some uncomfortable spots. Joining me now is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
This was supposed to be easy. The Bush team was rolling into Washington. They were going to do taxes and then education and then missile defense, but something went wrong for them.
Well, they got taxes and education, although they got them two different ways, ramming through their own tax plan and then compromising on education. But John McCain is one of the things that happened to them, and he early on in the Senate pushed campaign finance reform, and then Democrats, as you well know, got control, and so Patient's Bill of Rights came to the floor. Now they're talking about minimum wage, something that they very much want to talk about. So they're steering the debate, and they have the control of the agenda in the Senate to things that they want to talk about where they think it works for them. What the president needs to do and what his troops at the White House claim they're starting to do is to cooperate on these popular initiatives, not to stand in the way of something voters want, like a patient's bill of rights, but still seem to be in charge of the agenda and to hold out the possibility, the credible possibility of vetoing something along the way to show that he's in charge.
Like maybe the campaign finance reform bill that the House of Representatives is scheduled to take up.
Well, you know, I'd be surprised if a campaign finance bill comes to his desk. I think President Bush is likely to sign it, which is making everybody pay much more attention to the bill going through that's now passed the Senate and coming to the House this week, because they think it's real that he could sign it. But there's a long way from here to there. The hope of the supporters of the legislation is that they can pass a bill in the House that won't have to go to conference, that the Senate can just accept. But the opponents are determined to send a bill to a House Senate Conference Committee. That has often been the dying ground for legislation like this. But there are hurdles being thrown by both parties, Democrats and Republicans. It is, though, a perfect example of a conversation President Bush doesn't particularly even want to have, that dealing with this issue when there are other issues he would much prefer to be dealing with, defense, Social Security reform, things like that. But he's being forced by people in Congress who want to bring up these issues to deal with stuff, this kind of stuff.
Over the recess, there were a number of stories about the shrinking budget surplus and the possibilities of dipping into the Medicare trust fund to balance the budget. That ain't going to be very popular.
No, in fact, that is very dangerous. And what you're going to see is an awful lot of the Washington blame game going on here. Now, obviously, the immediate reasons for the shrinking surplus are that tax revenues are not coming in as high a numbers as projected because of the slowing economy, and payments are having to go out for programs like unemployment, food stamps, for the same reason. But in the long term, is the budget shrinking because of the great big tax cut, or is it shrinking because of spending that is already earmarked by members of Congress? And each side is going to try to grab hold of that issue and blame it on the other. This is where the president can use the power of the Oval Office, as we saw President Clinton do. It's an area where he can veto. He can say, oh, this is outrageous spending, and find some, there's always some piece of outrageous earmarking for, you know, a stadium someplace or a preservation site someplace, and try to gain the initiative that way. The problem with that, Bob, is that nothing gets members of Congress madder than picking on something like that, and with the Congress this closely balanced, he doesn't want to get anybody mad.
Yeah, you've talked about the close margins in the House and Senate and how any change in congressional seats can affect the balance of power. Do you take seriously the talk of a possible resignation of California Democrat Gary Condit?
Well, over the weekend, his lawyer said that that is not something to expect. Now, what we're talking about here is the story of the missing intern, Chandra Levy. Gary Condit, who knew her, had a meeting with the police Friday night, said that he had admitted, apparently, to an affair with her. The police now say they are satisfied that he is not a suspect. Her family, however, is keeping up the pressure, some members calling for the congressman to have a polygraph. So there's conversation about his seat. It is safe for him. It's not safe for any other Democrat. So Republicans are eyeing it.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.